There seems to be quite a trend on the internet these days for a subject known as unboxing, where people have bought a new gadget or something, get it home, and then on YouTube or Audioboo or whatever it happens to be, they take the wrapping off, sniff the scent of new technology, take it out of the box and turn it on for the first time. So I thought I would do my own unboxing. And what I'm going to unbox is one of my birthday presents. And this was very kindly given to me by my sister. And it came about a week before my birthday, which was a week ago or so. And I know what it is, because I unwrapped it when my mum was here, and it's just been waiting for me. And what it is well, the box came from Fortnum and Mason's, Fortnum and Mason, even, on Piccadilly in London. And it contained a cake and a pot of, I can't remember what kind of conserve it was, but it is the cake that I am going to unbox today. So just bear with me. I have got, as you can hear, quite a few boxes. And I just need to find the right one. Here we go. So I'm going to lift the tin out of the Fortnum's box. Now, the Fortnum's box came stuffed with lots of those sort of funny polystyrene chip things. But they were really odd ones, not ones I'd come across before. Because we were slightly worried what would happen if Vance got hold of one. And, you know, they're fairly large. Pretty choke on them. And we thought, well, just to find out, we'll stick one in the sink. And they disintegrate. How clever is that then? So they're nice and puffed up and provide lots of support to, in this case, a cake. But they, upon being eaten by a dog, they would dissolve into little bits. I don't think he should be eating them anyway. Anyway, so I have in front of me a tin. I'm not a very good drummer, I'm afraid. Okay, right, so I'm going to... this tin is, I would say, probably about 12 to 15 centimetres in diameter. I'm lifting off the top. I'll let you listen. There we go, I have lifted off the top. Now, I would love to describe this, the top, to you. Let me see what I can make out on it. I can't read the... I can't even see if there are words on it. There is a dark shape in the middle, which could be a photograph of something. Possibly some kind of tower or something like that. I'm not totally sure, to be honest. Anyway, that's that. Now, inside here, we have the cake with its plastic wrapping on. So what I'm going to do is, actually, I'm going to turn that upside down for a moment. Now, I believe this is a Dundee cake. So I have now tipped it out of the tin. And you can hear the cellophane wrapping on it. So I'm now going to undo the cellophane wrapping. And sniff. Wow. Wow, that is just smells gorgeous. I think there is meant to be a certain amount of whiskey in this cake. And one can definitely smell it. Ooh, that is really gorgeously smelling. So, I haven't actually had my dinner yet, but I'm going to be really naughty and have a piece of cake. Because I'm hungry and I need some energy before I make dinner. So, I am removing the cake from its plastic wrapping and I'm going to sit it on the lid for a moment. Oh, I just have to keep sniffing that. And I'm going to go and find a knife. I ought to do this in the... In fact, I should take the cake to the kitchen, really, shouldn't I? Right, I'm taking the cake to the kitchen. Holding it out in this sort of grand ceremonial way, which, if I trip up, will send it flying. I've made it to the kitchen. Let's put on a light there. I put it down the side. In fact, you can get an idea of the weight by the sort of noises I put it down. It's reasonably heavy. And what I need to do is find a knife. Taking that off the knife holder on the wall, which incidentally seems to be more inclined to catapult knives in different directions and hold them very firmly. And now I'm going to very gently put the point of the knife down into the middle of the cake. And then down to the side, and then we're going to form a little triangle, cutting down again into the cake. I can almost taste it. Almost. Right. Now, I have to say, I'm really quite excited about this because I, each year for Christmas, get with my great-uncle some bits from Fortnum's cake of some kind. But I've never got myself anything. So it is wonderful that my dearest sister has got me this for my birthday. Now, let me just take that piece of cake. I did cut myself rather a sizable chunk, but we will have that anyway. So, let's smell it again. My mouth is watering, I have to say. I'm going back into the living room now. I'm going to sit down on the sofa. And here we go. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have taken such a big mouthful. And I also hate people eating on recordings. But you did have ample warning that was coming. So I don't feel too guilty. But that is absolutely gorgeous. It is, I think as you would expect a Dundee cake to be, it is reasonably dry in the actual cake bit of it. By which I mean the actual sort of mixture around the fruit, but the fruit is absolutely succulent, and the whiskey taste comes through so clearly. Tell you now that this cake isn't going to last very long. I'd be surprised if it's still here on Monday, to be honest. That is really nice. So there you go. That is my unboxing of a Fortnum & Mason whiskey-infused Dundee cake. I'll get a photograph of what's left on my plate of it.